Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It is 7:45. Unofficial results in the Las Cruces municipal election show city voters supported four bond questions, each of which will increase property taxes for park improvements, sports fields and related facilities, a new animal shelter, a new fire station, including land for the station, along with new and improved trails for walking, jogging, and biking. In addition, voters also supported five of six changes to the city charter designed to raise the bar for those attempting to recall elected city officials. The Doñana County Clerk's Office said that approximately 60,500 ballots were mailed to qualified voters, and a little more than 25% successfully cast their ballots. San Antonio joins Austin as the second city in Texas to pass paid sick leave at the city level. The San Antonio City Council passed an ordinance last week mandating paid sick leave be offered to workers at businesses within the city limits. The ordinance was petition-driven, garnering more than 144,000 signatures submitted to the city earlier this year. Joey Palacios reports businesses in the Alamo City would need to comply with the ordinance by next August, but the state legislature could block the law.
Because the ordinance was driven by petitions, the city could not modify it. Council had two options, approve it or send it to voters. Although some council members supporting the ordinance cited its flaws, it passed 9-2. Council members Perry and Brockhouse dissented. Mayor Ron Nirenberg says he supports paid sick leave, but the ordinance needs polishing.
We have not had dialogue. We have not had stakeholder input. We have not had analysis. And we need to have that if we're going to have a long-lasting permanent ordinance like this.
Jolene Garcia is part of Working Texans for Paid Sick Leave. She celebrated the victory after the vote.
Today we're taking steps to ensure that all of our workers have the opportunity to take the time that they need to be healthy.
The ordinance could face legal challenges or be superseded by action from the Texas legislature in its 2019 session. In San Antonio, Joy Palacios reporting.
Some expressed surprise about a recent political endorsement, including commentator Peter Goodman.
It's sad to see Jerry Apodaca, our long-ago liberal governor, endorsing extreme conservative Steve Pierce. It sparked memories of 40 years ago. Jerry was an exciting candidate for governor, sort of an underdog. I was a young reporter. People compared Jerry and Clara to the Kennedys, a beautiful young couple, charismatic and politically liberal. I liked them. I traveled with them the weekend before the Democratic primary and ran a half marathon with Jerry. Jerry's health has declined greatly in recent years. Last year, I heard rumors that Clara wanted their son, Jeff, to run for governor. Jeff did run. I interviewed him. He was charming. I wondered how much to trust him. I wanted to. Michelle Lujan Grisham got 3 times the votes Jeff did. That must have stung. Maybe it stung Jerry and Clara the most. Now this endorsement, written by or for Jerry, compares far-right Congressman Steve Pierce to Kennedy. That's silly. Pierce helped found the extremist Freedom Caucus in 2015 and is one of the most extremely conservative current congresspersons. JFK went to an early meeting of the Americans for Democratic Action, and as president, championed relatively progressive ideas. Michelle's political positions are much closer to the ones Jeff ran on than Pierce's are. Jerry claims Pierce is a moderate, reaching across the aisle to work with Dems. Is Jerry hallucinating? Half the time, Congressman Pierce can't even work with fellow Republicans. Meanwhile, Jeff has a new radio gig on a conservative pro-Pierce show. As a radio host, I've no objection to that. We need civil inter-party discussion. But during the first show, Jeff criticized Lujan Grisham, but never Pierce. Jeff was cute about Trump, too. Pierce follows Trump like a dog, but wants you and me to forget Trump. Jeff said just what Pierce's campaign would have him say. The president has less to do with New Mexicans' daily lives than their governor does. In English, that's please ignore Pierce's support of Trump's dangerous policies. Pierce and Jeff want us to listen to what Pierce says this week, not what he's done and said for years. Jeff posed as the progressive alternative to Grisham. Now he's pals with her far-right opponent. That's eloquent testimony that he's about ambition, not conviction. If your brains are in reasonable shape, you don't write something like Jerry wrote unless you're peeved that someone whipped your son's backside or you're desperately ambitious for that same son. It's sad to put my memory of a vigorous young Jerry standing up for what he believed next to this pathetic picture. Reminds me of the T.S. Eliot line that the world ends not with a bang but a whimper. Will Jerry's last political words be this whimper?
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.